USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden vows to create a White House commission on police violence if elected. Biden, ignoring requests from the mayor of Kenosha, still visited the city and held his political event inside a church. Biden telling those in attendance that the president's words matter.
They can send a nation to war. They can bring peace. They can make markets rise or fall. And they can do things that I've observed can make a difference just by what they say.
President Trump is in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. Edward Young is a big fan of the president's. He tells KDKA-TV.
Not kidding. I truly believe that Donald Trump was sent by God. True. He's not perfect. He's a sinner. But if you read the Bible, so was Moses, so was David, so was everybody.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Financial News, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at the latest weekly jobless claims.
First-time unemployment claims falling below a million for the first time in 3 weeks. The Labor Department report just out showing 881,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 130,000 fewer than the week before.
It's been 1 week since Hurricane Laura made landfall. The Category 4 storm left a long trail of devastation. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards visited the area of Lake Charles.
I was very encouraged just by the sheer number of people, the resources that have been brought to bear, the really good work that is being done, the progress that's been made over a 7-day period.
Folks now are dealing with the heat warning as they begin to rebuild. The weather has been over 100 degrees in southwest Louisiana. Arizona, California, and Nevada also expected to see record high temperatures over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attorney General Bill Barr says massive mail-in voting is playing with fire. Barr explaining on CNN the difference between excessive mail-in voting and absentee ballots.
You know, sort of cheap talk to get around the fundamental problem, which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
But since then,
and until this administration, let me talk.
Yeah, please.
And since that time, there have been in the newspapers, in networks, academic studies saying it is open to fraud and coercion. The only time the narrative changed is after this administration came in. But elections that have been held with mail have found substantial fraud and coercion. For example, we indicted someone in Texas, 1,700 ballots collected from people who could vote. He made them out and voted for the person he wanted to.
Billionaire rap mogul and long-shot White House hopeful Kanye West has been hit with lawsuits seeking to keep him off the ballot in Arizona and Virginia. An Arizona resident sued to have West barred from appearing on the state's ballot, saying he's not an independent presidential candidate and he's a registered Republican. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.